Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 228 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good. That's good. It's been warm. It's been warm here. We had a little heat wave. Now it's like low mid-80s. It's been nice the last few days. Enjoying the weather. Feels like summer.
You like the summer, don't you?
I do. Like, it's weird. You must think, like, poor guy, he gets excited about his 10 days in the 80s all year, and then it's
I know. I do. I feel bad.
Like, I try to take advantage of it and enjoy it and, like, be happy that it's warm. Even when it gets real hot and people start complaining, I'm like, oh, I'd rather have this. Don't come to me in February when it's 12 degrees and it's snowing. And then it starts raining, then it switches back to snow again. That's not fun, is it?
No, I was telling my my pest control guy that yesterday.
Oh, you got a pest control guy now.
Well, let me tell you about this.
Oh, boy.
So about a week ago, I'm out front, and there's just thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of bugs in my front area.
Your little porch thing there.
Yeah, my porch, right? So I'm like, holy crap. I mean, it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back inside, and they were just all over the entryway, like all over the floor, everywhere.
They just got right in, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm vacuuming them up, and then the next day, for some reason, they died, and they all fell to the floor. And my floor was literally black. I got up, and I just vacuumed everything. I vacuumed the ceiling. I vacuumed the wall,
like,
everything.
In the house or out in the porch?
They were out, like, inside the house.
Oh, jeez.
So, that was, so then, like, the next day, Derek comes over to meet Rhodey and stuff. I said, do me a favor. I said, just go in and out of the garage. Don't use the front door. I said, there's something going on with bugs here. So, Monday, same thing. Hundreds of thousands, like, you just hear, that's all you could hear. And, like, I looked at the window, and you couldn't even see out. It was black from bugs.
Jeez. Are they attracted to, like, the color of the siding or something?
No, see, I don't know. So I go online, and I go on to, like, the Home Advisor,
mm-hmm.
looking for pest control. So I walk Rhodey Tuesday, and I see the guy across the street, and he's all over my neighborhood because he does pest control, and he does the grass. He does the fertilizer and sprays the grass, and he's all over the place, and I always look at the grasses that he does, and they're just lush green, just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So I put Rhodey inside, and I run over. I go. I assume that you're always looking for new business, right? And he's like, yeah. I go, you got a couple minutes? He's like, yeah, I do. He's like, I got to do this yard, but yeah, what's going on? He goes, are you looking for a yard or combination? I said, well, here's what's going on with my yard. I said, I'm going to be putting a pool in once permitting's done. They're going to tear it up, and we're just going to do re-landscape and just re-sod it. I'm like, so I'm not really worried about all the weeds in my yard. I said, but let me show you what I got going on with the pests. And he was like, he goes, oh my God, I've never seen anything this bad in my life. He goes, do you mind if I take a couple pictures and post it on my website? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So he goes, they're mosquitoes. I said, why do I have... So he looks across the street, and he said, that new house that they're going to build, he said, when did they grade that land? I said, about a week ago. He goes, so pretty much exactly when you had this problem. I'm like, huh. He goes, I bet you they had just huge nests over there, and they disrupted it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they're coming over here. He goes, you've got a... So he goes, I said... Can you come today? He said, yeah, I can do it right now. I said, but I kind of want to clean the patio. I said, if you spray, when can I, you know, blast the patio? He's like, well, typically it's 24 hours. He goes, I got 7 new jobs just in this neighborhood today. Let me go hit those, and I'll be back in about 3 hours. So I'm like, all right. So he goes, what do you want to do? He goes, you want me to hit everything, your grass, your house, your landscaping, your bushes? I said, yeah. He said, all right, I'll hit it really hard. He said, and then I'll just come out once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I said, are you sure that's all you need? I said, you don't want to try to upsell me? He's like, no, I use really good stuff. He goes, and I'm thorough. He said, you're fine with just once a quarter.
He must go to Site One to get his stuff.
I wonder. Yeah, he said that he gets really good stuff. I'll ask him next time I see him, because he was like the owner of the company, and mm-hmm. they're just a mom and pop shop, but they're all over this area, and they do a hell of a job. So I'm like, I want to give you the business.
Those are the people you want. The big national companies, you don't know what tech's going to be out at your house. When you got and someone who owns the business, you know they're going to do a good job because their name's on it.
And that's the thing, because Cha told me that he fired his guy. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, you can go with a national, like a reputable company, but it all comes down who the tech is. He goes, some of them just want to get in and out. Some of them water down their chemicals.
Right.
He said, and it's garbage. And this guy's like, oh, no, no, no. He's like, I'm trying to build the business, this and that. And so, I mean, long story, like last night I said, Kristen, come outside with me. I said, and it was a time when the mosquitoes were really bad.
Yeah.
We went out at 10 o'clock. It was like we were like in California, like dry California. Like we could sit out there and there wasn't a bug. There was a couple by where the lights were, like the sure. lamp in the front yard. But I was like, wow. And he even said, you're probably going to have an issue for a day or two. He said, because they're all going to be trying to get out of here. Mm-hmm. He said, because I'm spraying it. He said, you had an anthill in the backyard. He said, you had spiders like all over the top of your house. I mean, it's Florida, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of bugs. They don't die off. Oh, my God. There's no time for them to die off. They just keep
No, there the isn't. Point. Nope. And that's why, like, nobody has pest control. Only, like, if you have termites or something, but...
You'd be surprised. North, you'd be surprised.
A lot of people have them. Oh, spray, yeah. Have to do the quarterly spraying.
Yeah, I do that. We have it at our house.
And I asked the guy, I said, what's this going to run? I said, what do I just give you a credit card and you just bill me? He said, yeah. He goes, it's like $83 a quarter.
Yeah, that sounds about
I'm like, right. So like $250 a year? He's like, yeah. I go, that's a no-brainer. I'm like, sign me up.
And then you probably get callbacks or included. He probably guarantees it. So if you have a problem in between.
Yeah, he told me, he said, like, yeah. If you do have mosquitoes or you do have a problem, he said, just give me a call and I'll come back and spray.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's good. I'm such a nerd. I'm like, I need you to like send me a picture of his invoice so I can see like what chemicals he's using.
Oh, all right. I got an invoice, but I don't know. I think it might just say spray.
No,
whatever.
By law, he has to tell you everything he used, how much, and everything.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's breaking the law because I don't have anything.
All right. Well, maybe it's not a Florida law then.
Okay.
Because in Rhode Island, you have to leave, with the invoice, you have to leave all the chemicals you use. You have to leave, like, the... Department of Environmental Management's phone number in case you have a problem, you can call them and stuff like that.
Oh, gee, yeah, you're up in communist Rhode Island.
Well, Florida has a lot of regulations on that stuff, though.
Yeah, they must not have it.
It's probably there somewhere. I'm sure he has to send you the list of what he's using. Because he has to put the little sign in your yard. It has to stay posted for 24 hours and stuff
yeah,
like
he
that.
Does yeah. have the sign in my yard, yep.
Yeah, so that's all part of the game.
Hmm.
Anyway. I would just like to, I'd like to know what he's using just for my own, because I like to see what different parts of the country, what chemicals they use, because there's a lot of stuff that people use down in Florida that we don't use up here in the Northeast, because it's just different kinds of pests, like mosquitoes are mosquitoes, but like spiders aren't a huge problem up here, so there's different things that don't work too well on spiders that get used a lot up here, but down there, they need something that works well, spiders, scorpions even, I'm sure there's some,
yeah.
you know, stuff like that.
Huh.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So you said that you had a story about tomorrow you had to tell me.
No, I'm looking deeper now. I like my
Now you want to see. Now you think, you know, you're like, oh, is this guy some fly by night?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'm on my customer site now.
Here we are.
Products used. Yeah, it's got diluted amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So concentrated amount.
Yeah.
Dilution rate, 7.9%. Targets, American roaches, spiders, ants.
Oh, 7.9%. So that is bifenthrin that he used.
That yeah, that is, exactly.
Yeah, bifenthrin, 7.9%.
Yeah, and then he used termiticide?
Termiticide.
Termiticide, yeah, IDE, termiticide.
Yep. So that's okay. That was probably fipronil. Or maybe imidacloprid, but there's a few
different... Diluted amount, 1 gallon.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have a pretty small yard, so it doesn't take a lot of material for him to treat.
This might be one of the most interesting
this
ones
is
ever.
Very, this is like only me. I'm enjoying
oh
this.
Oh, my God. So you're enjoying this?
I am enjoying this part. Just forward me that. Take a picture of it with your phone and send it to me. I
want
to see.
You want me to just send it to you?
Yeah, I want to see the product's use. Every quarter, I want you to send that to me.
Ah, that's beautiful.
I'm going to cold call this guy. I'm going to look up his company and see if he's buying from our company. I'm going to cold call him from Rhode Island.
Ah, can you get, why, can you make some money on this deal?
I might. If he's a big customer, fertilizer and lawn care and pest control.
Yeah, he's pretty big. If you want, I can give you a warm introduction.
Yeah, he could be a good.
Then you don't have to cold call.
Yeah, he could be a good account for Site One. It's good for business. You know, I'm always thinking about business. I'm a businessman first.
As am I.
Yeah. Anyway, so you said you had something you wanted to tell me about what's going on for you tomorrow.
We're all working alone now in the summer. Mm-hmm. I get a text from Joe Regano. It has a picture of Thursday's T-sheet. He goes, FYI, 60-man shotgun at 5:30 on Thursday.
5:30 p.m.?
5:30, 60 men.
Nine,
15 groups,
nine
Bill.
Holes? I hope.
Yeah, it's nine holes.
But that's still 8 o'clock earliest when they come
that's
in.
That's 8 earliest. That's 30 carts. And our cart barn is like a 52-degree wedge. It's at the other side of the facility.
Oh, so you're going to be hustling.
So I text Derek, and I'm like, he's pretty much done. He's like that guy. You ever see Office Space?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's Milton. He doesn't really work there.
No.
Like, he never really quit, but he just hasn't showed up for like 2 months. So like, he went on vacation. Now we're down to one man, and he used to work Tuesday and Thursday, and now Cha works Tuesday alone. I work Thursday alone. So he's pretty much just weaned himself away without telling the pro that he
And he's happy
quit.
About this situation, yeah.
Yeah, so I text him. I'm like, I need you. I need you on Thursday. I said, we got a 60-man shotgun at 5:30. He goes, I've never heard of anything. What the hell is going on? He goes, don't worry. I'll be there. I'm like, I don't know. I got to talk to Joe. So I called Joe. He said that this rinky-dink golf course is like punching or doing something. So that the owners said, oh, why don't you guys come over to our golf course? Oh, they're charging them like next to nothing. So you know you're not getting nickels out or in.
No nickels coming in there, yeah.
There's not going to be anything.
You might get some literal nickels, like 5 cents here and there, if it's left in the cup holder.
And this is going to be one of those work groups, so there's just going to be cigarettes, chew cans, and boot beer everywhere.
Yep, not a single thing taken out of the cart.
Nope.
Just filthy, yeah.
And they're going to be, the end of the night, you just kind of want to throw everything and park it in the cart barn, but now we're going to have to hit it with the hose because it's just going to be sticky with filthy beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than power washing a cigarette butt and it gets stuck in the cup holder and you got to fish it out with a T.
It's even better when they put it in the sand things. You guys don't have the sand buckets as much as we do down in Florida because you can't replace your divots.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do the sand so that the grass grows evenly.
Oh, so they just put it out in the sand?
Yeah, they leave them in there. So, like, you'll go to restock the sand, there'll be 15 Marlboro Lights in there.
You kind of have to appreciate that a little bit, though, right?
I guess if you're an outsider, but you wouldn't appreciate it if you were working with me tomorrow.
No, that would upset me.
So I'm sure they're not putting a bag tax on, because usually when there's a shotgun to pro, the old pro would put a bag tax on.
Oh, like
so minimum you'd walk out of there with like $2 a guy.
Oh, okay. But they're not even doing that.
They're not going to do that, no. I mean, these goofballs, they don't even think. Like, you don't have the infrastructure in place for something like this.
No.
Like a normal shotgun, we have, you know, 4 guys in the morning and 4 guys to clean up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have one guy doing this.
No, it's impossible.
I would have been there till 11 o'clock tomorrow.
I would have just left them out, left the carts out in the parking lot.
Well, I even said that because Joey's like, well, it's not Billy's fault. Billy's the pro. He's a sweetheart. I said, yeah. I said, but bottom line is, I'm like, you know, I said, if I worked alone, I said, you would have come in Friday and there would have been 30 carts in a parking lot. I mean, eventually you just snap, right?
Oh, yeah. At some point, you just walk away.
I mean, you see these idiots.
They're paying you $11 an hour. You're not going to be like pulling your hair out for this stuff.
No, you hit rock bottom, especially if the tipping's terrible.
Yeah,
you just leave the carts out there and
I mean, you pull the keys. You're not a complete animal. You pull the keys at least.
So I take the 30 keys and just
like put them inside.
Leave
the
it in the cart barn.
Yeah. So you know the carts will still be there. You're not going to let them get stolen, but
with a note that says it's been great.
Yeah.
That would be great. I've always thought about that. Just leaving the third, just leaving the carts out.
Leaving the carts, yeah.
You come in the morning. What the hell happened,
Hurley? Imagine Joey. You'd be disinvited from the golf trip.
Oh, I'm so scared about that too.
You got to be careful. I already have a flight. You're on the hook for me. You want to hear about
Ray's out?
Yeah, I know. You told me. This thing's falling apart at the seams.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Mr. Klinsman, go
ahead.
We'll
do it quickly here. It's Two Roads Honey Spot Road IPA out of Connecticut. This one I've had on before. I like it. It's probably my favorite IPA. That's what I usually say. As someone who's not a huge fan of IPAs, I do enjoy this one. So that's all I have to say. Should we take our break now?
Yeah, let's go to break, Bill. Back from break, episode 228. Mr. Klinsman is joining me up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, that is correct.
Is that correct? You're still in Westerly, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you want to talk about today?
I think it's funny. I just want to make a note of this, that when you announce your whereabouts, you're just like general Southwest Florida, like a region of a giant state. And then
yes.
For me, you have it. Like, you might as well just give my actual address.
Do you want me to start giving you the address? I'll give out the address.
Why can't I be like Rhode Island? It's such a small state. Like that descriptor would be more specific than yours.
Yeah, but it's all branded. I mean,
it just rolls off the intro.
The
now. I'm not saying we should change it. I just think it's ironic. Because you were.
I don't even know if I'd be able to do that. From the Defiant Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. See, I say Tampa, St. Pete, so I'm a little general.
Yeah, but you're not even close
and
to Tampa.
Rhode Island. St. Petersburg, I'm only about 25 minutes from.
Yeah, but if I could, if you saying Tampa would be like me saying Hartford.
No. How far are you from Hartford?
About 45, 50 minutes.
Okay. But you're not, it's a different state. It doesn't.
I know, but that's my point. It's okay. I digress. So this week we're going to talk about food from my recent trip, right?
I'm fine with that.
You like that idea?
Yeah, I want to hear all about it. Because we didn't really get into it that much. When you left the swanky studios in Southwest Florida, you pretty much went out there and...
Did your thing. Yeah, so we... last week we talked about the resort, Port Orleans Riverside. The week before that we talked 1900 Park Fair, which was one of the food offerings that we had, which was very good. We won't get into that one too much because obviously we talked about it already. But I'll just run through my meals quickly that we had on our stay. So we were there, we got there Monday afternoon, and we checked out Saturday morning. So we had basically the full week. And then on Monday, we went, we left your place and we went right to the Orlando Mall, or the Florida Mall, excuse me, because we were doing that Crayola experience thing.
Yep.
And we got there after leaving your place, and it was right about lunchtime, a little before noon, so we decided to grab food before we went into the Crayola thing. And right next to the Crayola was Buca di Beppo. Have you ever been to that chain restaurant, sir?
Oh, Buca?
Yeah, Buca di Beppo.
No, I won't go in there. I mean, don't even tell me, as a Rhode Islander, as a snob, I'm not getting pizza at Via Napoli, that you walked into Buca di Beppo.
Well, it was the only place, literally, there that was next to it. And we just went in and had a, they had the lunch menu. I had, like, an Italian sandwich. It had salami, pepperoni, things like that on some ciabatta. It was okay. Sarah got a salad, and then the girls split some chicken parmesan with spaghetti, which they liked. I tried a little bit of the spaghetti to see how the pasta was, and it was it was okay. It's like, on par with, like, an Olive Garden. So it's not...
Oh, okay.
So it's not, like... true Italian, but it's palatable. It's okay.
See, I know it, like, they're popular up in Minnesota, obviously, because they have no clue what Italian food is.
Right, yeah.
But, it's real family style, so I guess it's like they give you a ton of food, probably different at lunch.
Yeah,
but
lunch menu is different, because I did look at the dinner menu, and they're like, oh, for 2 to 4 people. I was like, what the heck is this? It's like $33 for, like, pasta and meatballs, but I guess it's supposed to feed everybody.
Yes, correct.
So, yeah, I was looking at that, but it's like there's just pictures it's like the most. You remember that place, Eastside Mario's, that used to be in Warwick?
Vaguely, yeah. Where was that, anyways? I do remember
it's down,
that.
It's right on Bald Hill. It's down where the across from the Olive Garden, where the Olive Garden is, and the Red Lobster used to be over there.
Oh, on Route 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, with. Leechmere used to be.
Yeah, it's right across from there. It's no longer. It's like a nutrition store or something now. But that was like they had like a fake Brooklyn Bridge in there and all this stupid crap on the walls. And this place was a lot like that. They had these statues. There was like one room that had like a shrine to the Pope on it. Like in the middle of the table was like a paper mache head of the Pope, like Pope John Paul II in glass. It was like the tackiest place I've ever been to. It was so stupid, but. It was decent. It was okay. It was enough for us. It cost like $30 for lunch for all of us.
Where was this? Inside the mall or was it outside?
It's in the. It's like the entrance was on the outside, but it's in the mall. You know, like one of those places. Like how Cello's used to be at the Warwick Mall.
I didn't know that they had a Cello's at the Warwick Mall.
Not a Cello's. The Ground Round. Excuse me.
Oh yeah, the Ground Round. I've been there a few times.
So
yeah.
Like you could walk in from the outside, but you could also walk in from the inside of the mall. One of those.
Correct.
Kind of
yep.
Things.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's
yep,
how
yep,
it was.
Yep. Chat to me.
So that was okay. Then we went over to the Crayola thing, which was fun. We'll talk about that another time. And we...
We
don't have to talk about that.
Okay.
And then we checked in, did our thing, and then when dinner time rolled around, we decided we would go over to French Quarter because we wanted to get some beignets for dessert after dinner. So it was actually starting to thunder and lightning around the time we were going, so... Because we had the rental car, I said, well, let's just drive over. So I know it's like a 40-second drive, but we drove over so we didn't have to walk in the rainstorm. Another advantage of having the rental car. And we went over there, and Sarah and I split a muffuletta sandwich
I want to talk about that, please.
So it's got all the Italian meats on it. It's got, you know, ham, salami, things like that. But then the big draw to it is this olive relish they put on, like an olive tamponade as the spread. And it's very good. It's a tasty spread on the sandwich, on the big piece of bread. It was good. It was probably $11-$12 for the sandwich. Came with the homemade chips, which I love.
Yep.
That was very good. And then we also split the shrimp and grits, which were actually fantastic, from French Quarter Quick Service. So it was a bunch of shrimp with cheesy grits, and it had like andouille sausage mixed in with kind of a spicy Cajun sauce. So it was actually a little spicy, but the grits were nice and creamy with the cheese. I've become a big fan of grits lately.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I just can't get into that.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd like it. I started eating them at Disney. Like, I would try them here and there, and now, like, whenever I see shrimp and grits, I get all excited. It's one of my favorite things, yeah. So we had that. That was very good. And then we did have the beignets for dessert. So we got an order of 6 beignets.
And please tell me they came out fresh.
They came out... not only did they come out fresh, they weren't even begun to be made. So the guy had to, like, cut off the dough and plopped them in the fryer as I ordered them.
And I'm sure you did get some video of this, correct?
No, I was with Yergina, and she was grabbing at my arm, deciding what she wanted, so I didn't really get a chance for that. But we also... So Yergina and I split a beignet ice cream sundae. So they put 3 of the fresh beignets in a bowl, and they dumped some vanilla ice cream on top and some chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
Bill, you realize that this filth joint is up to about 4,300 calories right now.
That's all right. It was fantastic. So the beignets were a hit. Ice cream obviously was a hit, and the food was very good. We enjoyed the quick serve at French Quarter. We went back another couple of times on our trip to the French Quarter, which was good. So the next day for breakfast, we had a reservation at the Boardwalk for the character breakfast, Trattoria El Forno. It's not a buffet. It was a character breakfast, and it's the prefix menu where you just you get seated. They bring out some pastries and some fruit for the table, and then you order off of a small menu. There's only a few different options. And then you meet Rapunzel and Flynn Rider and the Little Mermaid and Prince Eric. They come around to the tables for the meet and greet.
Does he say this is Eric when he comes to the table?
I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second.
When he comes to the table, does he say this is Eric?
He does. He said, this is Eric.
Sweet.
Yes, so that's worth the price of admission right there.
Does he have a name tag like all Disney employees are required to wear that says Eric?
No, I don't think the characters have to wear name tags. Characters don't have to? No.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't have one that says like mud?
No.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama? None of that, huh?
Winifred the Pooh? Yeah. No, it's not on there. But this place, you've been to breakfast there before they turned it to the character meal. And actually, the food was very good. I enjoyed the food a lot.
Yeah, you got like a breakfast calzone, if I'm correct.
It was called the Shipwreck El Forno. And it was this big, meaty calzone. It had sausage, bacon, pepperoni, cheese, and scrambled eggs inside the calzone with like pasta sauce drizzled around it to dip in. And it was very big. I didn't taste the eggs too much, which with Disney eggs is usually a good thing because they don't make the best eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But the meat were good. It wasn't like overly salty, and the sauce, the pasta sauce, was actually very good. It wasn't like a sweet. You know how sometimes you can get the pasta sauce that's like too sugary, a little sweet.
Yep.
It wasn't like that. It was very good. It had a lot of good flavor. How I like it, and I polished that thing off. It was big, but it was a good breakfast item. The girls had some pancakes, I believe, and then Yergina Jr. had some scrambled eggs, which she loves. That's her favorite thing. And then Sarah got the Tangled Eggs, I believe it was called, which was basically like scrambled eggs with basil, mozzarella, and then it came with like a cheese frittata potato thing. I don't know. She said it was good. She liked it a lot, so... The food there was good. The character interaction was good. Everyone had a good time.
So what? Explain to me what this menu. It's a prefix. So you basically your appetizer are the pastries.
Yeah. So you get the pastries come out for the table, a big heap and help, and there was like probably 6 or 7 little pastries in there.
Okay.
And then everyone gets a fruit cup. It had, you know, blueberries, strawberries, pineapple, things like that. And then you get your drinks, whatever drinks you want are included, except unless alcohol or whatever, but whatever.
Oh, so you could get a coffee and a grapefruit juice.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All
right.
All the drinks are included, and then they just ask you to pick your entree, and they had, like, a steak and eggs. They had the thing I got, the thing Sarah got. They had, like, a goat cheese and egg white omelet with spinach.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good. And there were maybe one or two other pancakes and waffles or something like that.
And then that's it?
And that was pretty much it. There was probably five or six things to choose from. The price point, it was like $36 for Sarah and I, and then the girls... well, your Gina Jr. was free because she's under three. And they still gave her food, which I liked, because I thought she was going to have to share off of our plates. But they asked if she wanted anything, and I said some scrambled eggs. And they just brought out, and they didn't charge for that, which was nice. And then I think your Gina's stuff was maybe like 21. So it ended up being about $100 before tip, I think.
Worth it?
Yes, I would say. I mean, the food was very good. I wouldn't pay $36 for a breakfast calzone, but with the character stuff and getting the pastries and everything, I didn't feel like it was a ripoff. I feel like it was a little high. I think it would have been more an easier pill to swallow if we had tables in Wonderland to get that 20%
right.
off.
Right.
To, you know, be at the, instead of being at 36, I'm at, you know, 27 for that, I'd be a little happier. But
see, you basically just look at it being a tip as a wash, because you're basically getting 20 and then they're adding 18.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're really getting two, you know, which is still big though, because now you're that tip is pretty much included with your tables.
Yeah, that's right, and which helps. It does make a big difference, like
you said. it does yep,
adds up very quick because you're leaving the tip anyway, so you might as well get it taken off of the bill.
Right.
And actually, it probably works out better, because I know, at least with myself and you and my father who uses it, I always tip at least 20%.
I'm always 20.
You know, and I usually round up from there. Like, I go 20 after tax and everything, which you're supposed to do it before tax. So I'm usually probably given a 23% tip at most places.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, I wouldn't leave any extra unless the person was exceptional, you know? It's included, just leave what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, occasionally you leave a few extra bucks, but I think when the tip's included, they just do the math for you and you just leave it there as is.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you save a little more even that way. So do you have any other questions about this joint?
No, not really. No.
Is that a place you would go for that price point? It's probably not worth it for you, even though the food's very good.
I'd like to check out the steak and eggs, but
yeah,
I'll tell you, I went to Grand Floridian Cafe last Friday, and it just doesn't disappoint. I just love that place for breakfast.
I love
it for breakfast, and so does Susie. So it's going to be hard to get us to go somewhere else for breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good joint. And plus, the whole menu's open for that, too.
Open till 2, yeah.
Which is nice. The rest of the day on Tuesday, we ended up doing some Disney Springs. So because we had the breakfast, and it was a little later, I think our reservation was at 9, which is late for the girls to eat.
Did you get the wife a nice, like, Chanel bag, like a
$300? No, we didn't do that. We took the boat. That's when we took the boat over to Disney Springs.
And you did Facebook Live. That was very nice.
Yeah, that was a good one. And we got over there, and we had the big breakfast. So we weren't super hungry, so we ended up going to the Daily Poutine and getting a couple orders of really filthy fries with the gravy on it and everything.
See, talk to me about that, Bill, because Susie and I just do not understand that.
You don't like poutine?
I don't know if I've ever had it, for one thing. Isn't it popular, good, like, in Canada?
It's like a Canadian thing. They put the cheese. Because
I know they have it at Le Cellier.
Yeah.
I think you got it when you went to that Deluxe Filther.
No, I didn't get it at Deluxe. I got it before there. That's why you saw it.
That's why I was assuming. All right, so tell me about this, because Susie and I just... It's not that we're not open to trying it. It's just not something that we're eager to jump into.
So, it's like... Think about how good French fries are. They're one of the best things around. I love French fries. And then you get, like, a good brown gravy, like a good salty gravy on top of it. You can't really go wrong. And then you add some cheese curds to the mix. They get melty with the gravy. It's all just a good, like, really filthy bite altogether. But this place, the Daily Poutine, has, like, four or five different kinds of poutine. They have the traditional, which is cheddar cheese curds, brown gravy, and French fries. Then they have, like, an Italian one, which has you know, pasta sauce, mozzarella, and fries. And then we got the truffle or whatever they were called. So it was like a mushroom gravy with truffle oil and some Gruyere cheese.
Oh, that actually sounds nice.
It was very good. And
that
then,
sounds nice.
They have like a Latin one, which has like black beans and salsa and stuff on top of it. So there's all different kinds, and I think they change them up occasionally too. But that's the first time I'd been there. It's kind of behind, you know where the Lego store is?
Yes.
It's like on the back side of that.
Okay.
It's a little cart. It's just a little booth. But there's some tables with umbrellas around, so we sat down and had that. Ended up getting just some ice waters, and while we were there, the lady said she accidentally poured, like, too many lemonades for the group in front of us. So she's like, do you want just this lemonade? So I was like, oh, all right, sure, I'll take a free lemonade any day. So we got that and some ice waters and had that for, like, a late lunch, just a little snack. And we kept going around Disney Springs, and we finally did Deluxe Burger. I had not been there yet.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for dinner. And two things about that I want to mention. One, I did the mobile ordering, which I have never done before. Have you ever done that on the app?
No, I'm not. I'm not that tech. I mean, I'm tech savvy, but I'm... No, I'm...
Oh, it's so...
Just afraid to... You like it?
It's so easy. So we were walking over. Jenny. We were sitting down. We just came out of a store. We were trying to figure out where to go. I was looking at places on the app. And I told Sarah, I said, oh, we can go to Deluxe, and they have mobile ordering. So we all looked at the menu and decided what we wanted. So I ordered it as we walked over there. I was ordering stuff, put in the credit card information. I walk in, says, okay, let us know when you're here. You hit the button, say, I'm here. Go up to the counter. They give you a buzzer. You bring the buzzer to your table. Like 5 minutes later, our food was on our table. So we walked in, grabbed the buzzer, sat down, and the food was at our table within like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it was all paid for through the app and everything. Didn't have to sign anything. Didn't have to do anything else. It was very good. Very happy with that process. And the food there was pretty good. I know people have mixed reviews. There's a lot of people who think it's like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and some people think it's completely overrated. I'm probably in the middle of that. I don't think it's the best thing I've had, but I think it's pretty good. As far as like quick serve burgers at Disney, it's definitely better than the ones they have in the parks.
Oh, no doubt about that.
But those things are like hockey pucks, the ones in the parks. Right. I mean, they're no good anyway. I was happy with the one I had. I had the one with like the shadis mixed in and the fried banana peppers on top and everything. It was good.
It's a good filter.
It's a good filter. It's not like I wouldn't go out of my way. I wouldn't wait 45 minutes in line for one of these things. But I had the filter there. It was good. I think Sarah had the turkey burger. The girls got a kid's cheeseburger. Everyone was pretty happy with the food. And that was it for that. We took the bus back to the resort and just kind of relax the rest of the night. The next day, we had breakfast at the quick serve at Port Orleans Riverside. We went down. To be honest, I don't even remember what I had. I might have had a... did I get the steak? Because I remember you talked about the steak and eggs. I think I went with the steak and eggs that day.
Wait, which one did you go to?
At Riverside.
Oh, no, I got the steak and eggs at French Quarter.
Oh, did you? Well, they had it at Riverside, and I got it that day, and it was pretty good. Like you said, the eggs were just okay. The steak was actually pretty good. Wasn't bad. I think the girls had some waffles or something, you know, just standard Disney breakfast stuff. For lunch, we went back to Disney Springs that day, and we went to Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Well, of course.
Which is one of my favorites. Now, this is a place that is 100% cheerleader, but I think it's 100% deserved cheerleader.
Okay.
Like, people rave about it, and it's definitely like one of those spots where all the rubes go. Although that's not 100% true, because a lot of the true cheerleaders won't even go to Disney Springs because there's no rides there.
Yeah, no, they go to yeah.
They'll only eat in the Magic Kingdom. Like, they'd rather eat at Cosmic Rays than go to, like, Morimoto or Chef Art Smith or something.
That's very fair, yes.
But as far as, like, it's the cheerleader joint at Disney Springs.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I think it's deserved. Now, you've eaten there once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you think it lived up to the hype, or were you kind of over it?
No, I think it's very good.
Okay.
I think that chicken was very good. No, I love that place.
Yeah, and that you saw the picture of that, like, filth platter we got, the Jasper board. It has a smoked fish dip, which was very good. It was too much. Sarah and I split it. It was way too much for us to split. Pimento cheese and some different kinds of hams on it with some candied nuts and crackers. That thing was, like, maybe $22, and it was so big. It was fantastic. And then we split the chicken. We just split the fried chicken dinner. with the mashed potatoes. We didn't get the one with the donuts. We got the three-piece one with the potatoes, and we couldn't even finish that. We didn't finish the appetizer. We didn't finish the entree between the two of us. So that just tells you how much food there was.
Uh-huh.
But then the girls, they split the chicken tender, fried chicken tenders, and then they got a side of mac and cheese with it and some vegetables. I think it was just peas and carrots that came with it. And they demolished their kids' meal, and it was big. Like, a whole thing of
really?
Mac
they
and
messed
cheese.
It up.
Oh, they messed it up. I think.
Nice.
I think Georgina said it was, like, the best mac and cheese she ever had. They both loved it. Like, it was the best I've ever seen them eat, like, as far as just finishing everything on the plate. So
wow, good.
So they definitely liked that place quite a bit, and we enjoyed our meal there. Nice relaxing in there. They don't rush you. But the food comes out pretty quick, so it's good mm-hmm. when you have the young kids with the food coming out quick. But we didn't feel too rushed. That evening, I believe we went to French Quarter again for dinner. I can't remember, to be honest, but I know we just did a quick service on the Wednesday evening. But I think, again, we were probably pretty full from dinner and from lunch. We just did mm-hmm. some quick stuff. We might even gone to Riverside, but it was so... I don't remember... to be honest, what we had. I know one day the girls had some, like, fish bowl with rice, and they didn't really seem to like that too much, and then I think I had another sandwich. Oh, that's right, yeah, it was supposed to be this, like, southern sandwich with this, like, special southern sauce, like a fried chicken sandwich. Couldn't have been the same day. I wouldn't have got fried chicken again, but I had the sandwich, and it had, like, the special sauce and the pickles on it, but it was very underwhelming.
Okay.
I didn't like that too much.
You never got the filter, or we still have a couple days, so I'll let you go before I jump on you.
No, what's that?
No, I was going to say, did you ever get the filter?
From the quick serve?
Yeah.
No,
it has the pimento cheese.
No, I usually avoid the burgers at the quick serve if I can.
Yeah, that's true.
On Thursday morning, we went over to the Polynesian and had breakfast at Kona Cafe.
Attaboy.
Which you know is a great spot for breakfast. I had the macadamia nut pineapple topped pancakes, and the girls, we didn't even order off the kids' menu for the girls. We had them split a Tonga toast, and then Sarah got her own Tonga toast, and everyone seemed pretty happy. Although I will say that Sarah said that the one I make at home was better than the one she had.
I know, I heard that.
So that hats off to me, I guess. But I guess she said there wasn't a ton of banana in it, which she would have liked, because she likes she wanted more banana in there.
Now, did she go with the, did she use the strawberry?
Yeah, she liked the strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry's good, yep.
Because you've had that, and you really liked that. You were surprised how much you liked
it. I was surprised, yep. I think it was, like, called strawberry confit or something like that.
Compote.
Oh, is it compote?
Yeah.
Janemy.
And you're usually not, like, a sweet guy for breakfast. Usually, you like eggs, steak, ham.
Yeah, I like my, yep, I like my eggs. And.
But that was something that you liked, so that was pretty good.
Steve Janemy.
For lunch that day, I think we went over to the pool at French Quarter, and it started raining, so we just went into the quick serve and got some snacks, and we just kind of snacked at lunch. I think the girls had yogurt, and I had a bag of chips or something. So it wasn't a big lunch day. And then we had quick serve that night, and I went and grabbed it at Riverside and took it back to the room because it was raining pretty hard at that time. And I got, like, a make-your-own salad for Sarah, and then I got a chicken salad sandwich, which was actually really good. It came on this like, multi-grain bread, like a homemade chicken salad that was pretty good. It had, like, cranberries in it and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the cranberries in chicken salad.
See, I don't mind that. I like that quite a bit. And it was good with the chips and everything. And that's actually, now I remember what I had for lunch or dinner the day before. I had the... I think it was a turkey club on the same bread. It had, like, or a turkey BLT or something. Like, it had bacon, lettuce, tomato, and turkey on that bread, and that was very good as well. Now, on Friday, everything kind of got thrown up because we got those free tickets to Epcot, or the free park hopper, one-day park hopper from Por Favor Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up, we didn't have reservations during the day, so that worked out okay. And I was thinking, you know, should we try to make Garden Grill for lunch or something like that? But we decided just to do quick service for lunch. So we had some quick pastries for breakfast that morning. I went down and grabbed some muffins for the girls while they were getting ready. Then we drove over because we wanted to get to Epcot by rope drop, which we did. Yeah, we got there, we did a few things, and we ended up going into World Showcase for lunch, and we went to France and did the patisserie, la halle, however you say that whole that whole thing. And then I got that...
Isn't it just called simply la jamie?
La jamie, da patisserie, jamie. Yeah. And I got that bacon cheese wheel thing.
Oh, you like that filthy
That's
thing,
very good, yeah. But you know what happened? It got stolen from me by Yergina.
Oh, she ripped it off?
She ripped it right off. She ate like half the damn thing on me.
Mm.
But then I ended up eating some of her stuff, which was okay. I forget what Shiva got. They got this, like, it looked like pizza, but not really. It was just like a piece of, like, almost like pizza dough, and it had some whole tomatoes and cheese on top. That was pretty good. I had a couple bites of that. And Sarah got the brie and apple sandwich, which is like her favorite thing. And she got that warmed up so the brie's nice and melty. And then we got some desserts there, which were good as well. So that's what we had for lunch at France. And we did some snacks later in the day. We got a pretzel and a frozen lemonade and a root beer float. And we kind of shared all that stuff in America at one of the booths there. Then we left and we did the 1900 Park Fair for dinner, which we talked about, which was fantastic. That was our big dinner of the week. That was like really the only dinner that we did, and that was a good payoff. And then Saturday morning we had a quick serve breakfast at Riverside and we headed out. We grabbed lunch on the road, so that wasn't anything really to write home about. And then we lived at the airport for about 12 hours.
Because you got delayed, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was miserable, but...
Nice.
Regardless. So that was the food. Any questions about anything in particular there?
What would you say the best meal you had was?
The best meal would be a toss-up between Art Smith and 1900.
Okay.
They're very different, but I did enjoy 1900, getting to try a lot of different things. That always appeals to me, but Art Smith's one of my favorite places. I did like
that. That's fair.
The best quick service thing I ate would probably be the shrimp and grits. And we actually, Sarah got that twice. So when we went back to French Quarter for quick serve dinner a second time, she got the same thing, the shrimp and grits.
Now, which quick service do you think is better, French Quarter or Riverside?
French Quarter.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's a lot better. It's smaller, but I think the options are better.
I agree.
But for breakfast, although we didn't go over to French Quarter for breakfast, but for Riverside, the breakfast was perfectly fine. I wouldn't really complain too much about the breakfast offerings there. But other than that, yeah, I think French Quarter was better for the quick serve. Trying to think what else, anything that really stood out to me. But didn't do a lot of snacking, like as far as like famous Disney snacks, because we weren't in the parks. You know, we did the beignets. I think we had ice cream sandwich one time. We all got ice creams one afternoon because it was pretty hot and we were hanging out by the pool for a while. But not a whole lot of the crazy snacks, which I usually like to do. And then Kona was nice, which is a great setting. I love being in the Polynesian lobby. That's a great place to be.
Especially in the morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on.
When that sun's going through all the windows on the roof. And
one of the coolest things to do, though, was like on our way to the reservation, we walked in because we parked there, walked in through the front lobby. And you got to go upstairs, so you got to walk all the way through the lobby to get to the stairs in the back.
Over to the right, yeah, back right, yep.
And they have the doors going outside, so we quickly went outside, and you could see the castle and the Magic Kingdom from across the water. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice to just walk out and like kind of see that as a beacon on the horizon. That was pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's a pretty resort.
It is. It's nice. Walking like just from the parking lot into the lobby is gorgeous with those waterfalls outside and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back, that pool is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good pool.
It has the splash area, which is really nice, and then the you know the main pool and everything. So I think we've talked about that before, how if you're going to stay on the monorail loop and you're looking to do like kid-friendly, the Poly's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the restaurants are more kid-friendly. The pool area is right there. You know, it has that low-key vibe, even though it's still you know very expensive and very fancy. But it's definitely the most kid-friendly, I would think.
I would think so, too, yep.
But that's about it.
And it seemed to be because after staying there 2 years ago, too.
Like, more kids there than other
people. Yes, correct, yep.
Like, as nice, as much as we both love the Grand Floridian lobby, you don't have, like, that energy, or it's a very different kind of energy. Like, the Poly lobby is very active and busy and
well, because
and noisy.
It's got the restaurants and the bars too.
That yeah, that certainly makes a bit, plays a big part into it. But the Grand Floridian, I mean, you walk in and you hear the piano player going, and you can like hear a pin drop almost in there.
For the most part, yeah, that's yeah.
It's not and for how big it is. You would think it would get very echoey and loud, but it doesn't. It stays pretty mm-hmm. quiet in there. It's quite a different. Feeling, but it's still a good atmosphere. You know, I'm not saying it's a bad atmosphere. It's just very different.
That is correct, sir.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you agree. All right, I don't have anything else to add food-wise unless you have any other questions.
I have nothing further, Bill.
All right, let's take our second break then.
At Buca di Beppo, we are all familia. Buca di Beppo brings Italian-family-style dining with generous portions, great value, and the world-famous half-pound meatballs to a neighborhood near you. Buca uses only the freshest ingredients to create authentic Italian dishes and a twist on classic favorites. Guests continue to return for many of Buca's favorites, whether it's the delicious chicken parmigiana, classic lasagna, prosciutto stuffed chicken, baked ziti, or the world-famous spaghetti and meatballs. They always leave feeling satisfied. This is the perfect place to celebrate in our one-of-a-kind festive atmosphere, surrounded by kitschy vintage collectibles and photographs. It is said that there are more than 2,500 photos in our Buca collection. Buca is perfect for any occasion, whether it's table for 2 or 20. Let our family serve you. From anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, and baby showers, to retirements, rehearsal dinners, or just getting together with the family, we are sure not to disappoint. Buca di Beppo has several different semi-private rooms that are perfect for any size celebration. All restaurants have a Pope table. This round table seats 12 to 18 and has a Lazy Susan in the middle of the table, paying homage to Popes past and present. The wine room features a ceiling covered in a variety of grapevines and Italian wine bottles and is set to accommodate multiple configurations of table settings. The poster room is Vintage Italia, with a ceiling covered in our collection of Italian vintage posters. This, too, is a semi-private room set to accommodate groups of different sizes. Most locations have a table inside the kitchen that we call our chef's table. This provides the guests with direct...
All right, we're back from break. Episode 228 is in the books. And a meal tailored
just for you. Beautiful. It's always good when we can talk filth.
It's pretty much what we talk about all the time anyways.
No, that's true. It always comes down to that.
I got a text from your sister today. It just had a picture of the salad from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too. That the Brown Derby Lounge, yeah.
And then my follow-up was, where are you having dinner tonight?
Oh, did you get a response? I didn't.
Yeah, that. Mama Mel Melnick's.
Oh, they went to Mama Mel Melnick's.
It's Melnick's. Not like what rides, what fast passes do you have, what parks are you going
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I mean, they're like checking out Toy Story Land for the first time, and you're more concerned about the 10th time they've gone to Mama Melnick's.
Yes.
Which is good. I mean, that steak is so good.
It's delicious.
I was talking to Sarah about like when we go as a big family
in
January.
Yes. Oh, that's yeah, the one that I'm not going to be.
Yeah, you're
seeing
not invited.
You. Yeah, right. Yeah, yep.
That one. And I was saying because my parents want us to pick out the meals because of the girls and everything. So I was saying we could do like the character buffet there for dinner. And I was like, but we could go to Mama Melrose, which is more low key and it's got better food.
We'll be jumping on it. We'll be jumping on a show here in the next couple months.
Okay, talk about some of that. Yeah, but I was like, oh, Mama, like I was thinking about that steak. Like I would,
yeah, steaks.
Like good, if that's the only it? Thing they had on the menu, that place would still be on mm-hmm. like up on my list. It's like you can have that, or you can have like ketchup in a cup, and that's it. That's like all you get.
Oh, that place! I love Mama Mel Melnick's.
I like the atmosphere in there too.
Mm, it's a cool place.
It is. It's nice. And it's so, like, it's, especially with all the construction, it's, like, hidden out of the way in, like, an empty corner of the park, too.
Yes. Yep, it was hard to find my first couple of times going.
It fits right into, like, all the background buildings. You don't even realize it's a real joint.
Yeah, it does. It just feels like a little neighborhood Italian joint.
Yeah. But, yeah. I got nothing else. You want to bring it home for this week?
Yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play.
I like Googie. Yeah, that's a good one.
You give it a play. Social media, at Por Favor Podcast on Twitter and on Facebook. We are at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike@Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman?
Yes, you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com, or go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 228 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Rhode Island.
Yes.
I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.